Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on assuming the presidency of the meeting. I assure you of my delegation's support and cooperation during this three-day session. Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Let me provide you with several remarks in our national capacity. The CCW Convention constitutes an important element of international legal order, as it provides the most appropriate framework to address humanitarian concerns of certain conventional weapons without compromising states' legitimate security requirements. The CCW rules ensure better protection of civilians and strengthen international humanitarian law. It makes now universalization of this convention even more urgent task than ever, in spite of its importance and in comparison with to BWC, NPT, or Ottawa Convention. CCW remains one of the least universalized legal instruments in the field of disarmament. We therefore strongly encourage all states which are non-parties to the convention to ratify or accede to CCW as soon as possible. Mr. President, every UN member state, in accordance with the UN Charter, has the right to individual or collective self-defense. However, when we talk about the use of conventional weapons, we should remember about the importance of compliance with the core principles of the international humanitarian law: distinction, proportionality, and precautions. The CCW is a proper place to discuss the humanitarian aspects of the use of conventional weapons, including explosive weapons. The character of conduct of the most recent military conflicts clearly shows that urbanized and densely populated areas become more and more the main battlefield. It has, of course, severe consequences for civilian population. We are in favor of having discussion on this issue within the CCW forum. However, without any additional limitations to the use of legitimate weapons. Development of military capabilities of tomorrow requires special attention. As we are heading for the application of artificial intelligence to weapons, we should ensure that its development, implementation, and possible use will remain in compliance with the international law, international humanitarian law in particular. In this context, we welcome the recent work of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems, including 11 guiding principles. Last but not least, we need to stress the importance of fulfillment of the financial obligations to the Convention, which ensure material foundation for its proper functioning. I thank you for your attention.